Okay, let's see Tosis. Tosis says, "Bishlis Adam Mechama." Kosef Chubas Agoyim, the Hanukkah Kani Bishlis Adam Mechama, you have them there and the sharp Suva, and the Kham Sun, which you also bless Adam. I've amazed you also move Mechamos of Shev, and it's Adam Pesh Lotso. The first Tosis brings Shitas Agoyim, that the case of the Mishnah, where you don't have a Shia Sakh, that's why the Sabbath is possible. You don't have a Shia Sakh without the Sabbath. This is connected to what he said earlier in that Tessan of Days. Sorry, he means to stand that Tessan of Days. When you have Sakh Kosher, when you have a Shia Sakh, I don't care if the Sakh puzzle on top of it. So here also, if I had a Shia Sakh, I wouldn't care if this is Sabbath. The only reason why I care if this is Sabbath is because I talk, I don't have a Shia Sakh without the Sabbath. So Pasha tried to go, you know, that's why I'm just the case. The case is there's not enough Sakh. The Rosh asks, so why is Menoi Sukhshev? How could that be? Even Mitzharek the Sadan, even if it's Menoi Sukhshev, even if it's Menoi Sukhshev, how could you possibly Mitzharek the Sadan for Shia Sukhshev? Very difficult. Tesh doesn't ask the question, I don't know. Then Tesh goes on and says, in Yizem Matar Shabay Matam, but the time is a similar shot, it's not identical to Dainam. The time's not learning that the Sukhshev is, that the schach is really sparse. And you have the Rosh Hashanah. The Tanna has a slightly different shot. That the Mea Chama means she mea beshes is a schach. The Chama is drying out the schach. From the Tev Kach, or Yenasa Chav Samruva. Chetach Tem Nea Nisha. From Hoyo Olam Noishim, Hoyo Chav Samruva, Hoyo Chamo Samruva. Vasan in Moimu Milipo. So her in effect it's the same as the Goyim. But the case is that I don't have a self-sufficient schach. Again, if I had a self-sufficient schach, I would be good. When you have a schach kosher, I don't care if it's schach posel. Here the case is, so the Goyim said posel, it's a case of chamsa and ruba. It comes a little bit differently. It's not a case of chamsa and ruba. It's a case where without the sadden it would become chamsa and ruba. So then I understand why the noise is kshere. That's what it means. It means that the schach doesn't depend on the sadin. But the case of Ne'acham Ne'anishar is where the schach depends on the sadin for its integrity. I will appear a kuntris kosher, according to Rashi, that Ne'acham Ne'anishar means just to protect you from the sun, or to protect you from the kismen that are going to fall into your soup. Kosher, the lomba yiposel, meshamegin ala odd Ne'acham Ne'akismin, maishnom ilin oisel. What's the difference between the Noisa and Nechama? What's the difference if you put the Sadan up with Noisa, or if you put the Sadan up to protect you from the Kismet or to protect you from the Chama? The Rosh of the Kasha, a little bit strange. That's the Kasha. Maishnami with Noisa. It's Rashi Serechilim. When Noisa has a Shem's Chach, it doesn't have a Shem's Chach, it's not Lohogan. And their Kismet and their Chama is Lohogan, it has a Shem's Chach. Rashi said it has it. Toshi should ask Rashi from what he said before in Tessin and Vase. And Tessin and Vase, Toshi was Mechia with the Rias. Once you have Schach Kosher, Schach Basel doesn't affect it. From Kutsun Yordan, Toshi said a Raya. From Shputan, Toshi said a Raya. So that's the Kashan Rashi. Rashi learns that Nishar and Nechama means to protect you from the. It means to protect you from the sun, to protect you from the kismin, and it's a schach posel. If it has a shem schach and it's a schach posel, so Tosha says, who cares if it's a schach posel? But I have enough schach kosher. Putzin yordim is also a schach posel, and shpudim is also a schach posel. Doesn't matter because I have enough schach kosher. That's the hasog of lecher and Rashi, and the steer in Rashi that we were busy with yesterday. What about this? Rashi himself said that way in Pesachim Advais. That's what Tosha says in Rashi. The kasha maishnomi lenoiso is a very weak kasha. Stop me asking from lenoiso. Rashi says the chiluk. Lenoiso has a shem. Lenoiso doesn't have a shem schach and neacham neim neshara has a shem schach. The kasha Tosha should be asking is, but who cares if it has a shem schach? Can if Rashi leil the shem schach, not a problem if I have enough schach kasha. I don't want to do too many questions today. Listen, Bamish urgent because. Because I don't know, we have to be finished by 12 and I want to say the whole thing. Then at the end of this time, we can ask questions. The Oid, that's right. Then first of all, says from the Gemara, "Loi matino kam perek hayoshin." Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Leik, shikia chamel meganoisiv amru piris olof satin. The Pesach quotes it as olof. I think they might hear it. I think in the words it's aleo. The Rosh also quotes it as aleo. He put a satin on the schach, and it seemed to be fine. So Rabbi Shmuel Furish Gemara that if you just put a satin to protect you from the sun, it's okay. Yeah, I know Rashi doesn't back him up. Akraponim, that's the Pashup Shat in the Tesis. But the kids that Tesis holds, the Pashup Shat in Tesis, if you're Ashti Lael, Tesis is built on, this Tesis is built on Tesis on Tesis on the base. And once you have a Shia Schaf Kosher, I don't care that you have Schaf Kosher. So Mela, that's the Kashan, that's the Chor of the Hasoga and Rashi. What's it, even if it's the, even if the Sadin was Neya Nishar, was Neya Chama, so it's protecting me from the sun, it's protecting me from the kismet. So it's the Hogan and it has a Shem Schach. Who cares that it has a Shem Schach? I have enough Schach Kosher. Schach Kosher shouldn't be a problem. And therefore, Tosis learns, Shittus Rabbeinu Tam, that it's a special case. The Chamed and the Shah is a special case where I really, yes, I have enough Schach, but only because of the Sadin. So since it's the Sadin that's guaranteeing that I have enough Schach, so then already the Sadin passes. I've come to the Tosis. There's a number of problems here. Problem number one, the Rosh says exactly the same as Tosfos. With the Kiddush Rashi Leil, the Rosh also says Kiddush Rashi Leil. The problem is, the Rosh himself, Leil, holds like the Yivon Rabbi. If Kiddush Leil means this Tosfos is built on Tosfos of Tesam and Beis. So it's basically this Tosfos, the Chor, by the way, with the Poshim Shabbat Tosfos, this Tosfos is built on the fact that it doesn't hold like the Rivon Rav Yoh. According to Rivon Rav Yoh, Schach Posel does Posel. Even if you have Schach Kosher, Schach Posel, Posel is connected. But be the Rivon Rav Yoh, I understand the Sadin, the Sadin over here, the Sadin, if it has a Shem Schach, should Posel the Schach. The whole Tosfos can brash well. I don't hold like the Rivon Rav Yoh. I hold the schach, that once I have schach kosher, I don't care that the schach puzzle on top of it. So therefore, I can't hold like Rashi. Therefore, I have to hold the mechamim and the shar. There's a special case where the sadin is holding the schach intact. The Rosh himself says exactly like places with the kiddush Rashi Leil. He says kiddush Rashi Leil, and the Rosh Leil on Tesamid Beis was lechor anyway. He's masking. He certainly brought the Rivon Rav Yoh and the pashtus in the Rosh is that he's masking the Rivon Rav Yoh. He's certainly not chalik on it. The Rosh was marich. He bought the Rivo and the Rav Yoh. He bought had a doy for the Raya from Putzim because chach manal mechof for that chach bosel. The Rosh had an erichus doy. He bought the whole Rav Yoh. So what's the kibur Rashi Leil? What's the kibur Rashi Leil? And why? And how is the steer in Rosh? The Rosh holds like the Rivo and the Rav Yoh. That's chach bosel, pasel, chach kosher. You have schach kosher kishir, and you have schach posel on top of it. It passels kinegba. So over here, let's say if you have a sadin, so fine. It's not a sadin that's not holding the schach from falling apart. The schach is not going to fall apart. But on top of it, I have a sadin. So why shouldn't the sadin passel kinegba? Just like the Rosh holds the schach posel passels kinegba, so the sadin should passel kinegba as well. It's like a double kashan. What does he want with Kiddush Rashi Leil? He was not mefarish that way Leil. And number two, it's Hakas Tiridosh. He was masking to the Rav Yoh. Why over here is he saying like a Benatah? And if that's not enough, that's not bad enough, the Rav Yoh himself says over here like a Benatah. So look at Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh and this Mishnah brings Rav Benatah's chat. First he brings Rashi Shat, and then he says the Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, that it's talking about a special case, that without the Sadim the Chama would dry up, but it would become through Mitzilosa. Sounds like he's fine with Rabbeinu Tam. Now with that, without that, the Sakh will be shared. What do you mean? You yourself, you Rav Yoh, you're the one who holds this half fossil passes connected because they're the girl. So just hear Rav Yoh himself. Furthermore, the Rosh later on in Simon Yud Ches discusses a case where you have Schach Kosher, and underneath it, or within Dal Tochim, you have also a whole layer of schach basel. Zok the Rosh, that is possible. It's possible. It's possible. Says the Rosh, why is it different than Sadin Lanoi? He said, no, Sadin Lanoi, since it's Lanoi, it's bottled to the sky. Over there, it's Schach Possel Sam, a layer of Schach Possel, not both of the Schach. So, that's not like the Rosh over here. The Rosh over here says like Tosfos. That the reason why the Sadin doesn't passel, the reason why the Sadin when it's Lanoi doesn't passel, is Kiri Pirashi Leel. Because since I have enough Schach Possel, just Schach Possel doesn't passel. You don't have to, why you don't have to come out with the fact that it's both of the Schach? The Rosh by us, we have a steer in the Rosh from Daf Tesson Beis. So nice. The Rosh by us says that the reason why Sadin does not passel, a regular Sadin doesn't passel, the only Sadin that passels is Rabbeinu Tam Sadin, the Sadin that keeps the Schach from falling apart. But a regular Sadin that's not keeping the Schach from falling apart doesn't passel. Kid, if you ask the help, because since I have enough Schach kosher, the Sadin doesn't passel. So then the Rosh himself says, no, the Sadin, no, it doesn't passel. The Rosh himself in Yurches says the reason why the Sadin doesn't passel is because it's Lanoi and it's bottled to the Schach. But if it's not bottled to the Schach, then it would passel. Yeah, that's just our old to Rivon the Rabbi, but it's not the Rosh by us. And then the Rosh goes on and he says, Araya, that if you have a layer of Schach passel, it passels. Says the Rosh Araya, because you see that Mabnei and the Shar passels even touch down. So the same way that Ne'acham of Ne'an the Shar passes like Dalit, the Schach Possel also passes. That's not much strange. What do you mean? You yourself said Pshat in the Gemara, Pshat in the Mishnah, Ne'acham, Ne'an the Shar like Ne'an the Tam. Now that's a special case where the Sadin is keeping the Schach from falling apart. What does it have to do with if you have a layer of Schach Possel? That's not what's keeping the Schach from falling apart. So that has absolutely nothing to do with Ne'an the Shar. So why are you invoking Ne'an the Shar? Maybe it's because I could either see the Russian side. You'll see the Chayim Red Lover. Rosh and Simi Yudches. Very short Rosh. It's in the middle of a very short Rosh anyway, but it's in the middle of the Rosh. Aval Schach Possel, last two, three lines in the Rosh. Aval Schach Possel, the Le'ovid Lanoi. If you have Schach Possel, it's not Lanoi. I feel the Somach with Schach HaKosher, even if it's not Mufluk Dalet, Psulam. The Arminu Gabi Sadin. The hod the Amin and Gabi Sadin in the Isaac Shera, Mari Shein and Mufluk Dalid. No, I skipped a line. Go back the line before that. V'yesh Lema. The Datke ben Nois Sukkah who the Machshir Haflogas Dalid. Haflogas Dalid means Teich Dalid. Only by Nois Sukkah Teich Dalid is Kosher. Came the noy avidah gabe sukkah b'teili. Since it's the noy, it's a bottle for the schach. Aval schach posel the loy over the noy. But if you have ordinary schach posel, that's not the noy. Afilu samach the schach, kosher psula. So he says, it's a mechal, it's not like noy. Noy is a bottle for the schach. But ordinary schach posel does pass the list. Just see what he said here. Then he goes on. The hodam in gabe sadin lina isik sheira marish eni muflu dalid aliba der pisa rabbit wunder. He says, after all, the case of sadin is toich dalid. It's toich dalid. But I feel a hochid lay in the shah psula. And yet, mithay in the shah is possible. It's psula. So the same way mithay in the shah is psula, so shah possible is also psula. That's why I'm a shepela. What do you mean? Mithay in the shah is a special case where without the sadin, the sukkah would fall apart. The shah would fall apart. What does it have to do? If I can't, that's the pshat in the rain of time. It's only in the special case that the sadin is preventing the schach from falling apart. That's when the schach passes. That's when the sadin passes. But in an ordinary schach passes, taka doesn't passes. Get if you're asked, well, so I'm just steer the rush by us. The rush on that in Simon Yerkes. Then one last problem. Very simple. This last question. The Meister, what does Rabbeinu Tam say? The Tam says that really Schach Possel over here should not be a problem. Sadin should not be a problem. The reason why Ne'achamim and Ne'an Shar is a problem is because the sadin is preventing the sukkah from the schach from deteriorating. Without the sadin, the schach would dry up, or the schach would fall, would blow away. So because the sadin is preventing the schach from falling away, from blowing away, from drying up, so therefore the sadin passes the schach. Otherwise it wouldn't. Taisus Nafdalid said, this is Taisus. Taisus is Maskin Jerayatam. Taisus Nafdalid talked about the Gemara in Erevin. We have Mitzvah Chach Lamala Michot, Mitzvah Chach Lamala Michot. And the Gemara says that even though there's a story to say that he kalshes Havli Chamsim Umisilosa, but nonetheless, the Gemara says that it's kosher. So Taisus says, what's the pshat in that Gemara? He counts it, so we with tzilosa. What does that mean? Lamat and Mechot is only chamsu with tzilosa? Then you don't have enough schach. So every time it's a different pshat. But Taisus says, pshat in that the Gemara. Is that v'oil lamat and Mechot with tzilosa with mechamos. Kalshus means, but if you would take away the top, then the bottom would blow away. So maybe the Gemara is a havim, you know, but since if you would take away the top, the bottom would blow away, so maybe it should be possible. But what's the maskana of the Gemara? The maskana of the Gemara is that it's kosher. So that's a you have a perishing Gemara. According to Taisin Davdalat, it's a perishing Gemara in Erevin. That if I have schach lamala nechof, which is schach basal, it's preventing my schach kosher from blowing away. It's still kosher. There's a how mean that it's possible. The kalshus is going to blow away. But the maskana of the Gemara is that it's kosher. So why is that any different than the case over here? Sometimes you can say Rabbi Natamas is Shitosei. Taisus said Rabbi Natamas is from Shat and Gemara in Erevin. Okay, fine. Rabbi Natamas said for Yosher about a dozen. But Taisus and Daftes and Beis said that according to Rabbi Natamas it could be different Shat and Gemara in Erevin. But Taisus and Abdallah did not say that. They said the regular Shat and Gemara in Erevin. That the Schach Lamat and Mechot Vesilosimu Mechamoso. But it's going to blow away if you take away the top. That's why the Gemara is that Havimino should be possible. And the Maskana of the Gemara is that it's Kosher. So you have a Feresh of Gemara. That if I have Schach Kosher Kishir, Silosimu Mechamoso, Lamat and Mechot. Even though it's only being held in place by schach lemala mechot, which is schach posel. It doesn't matter lemaskana, and it's kosher anyway. Well, that's exactly the case of sadin. I have schach kosher kashir, but if the sadin is preventing it from blowing away or from drying up or from falling down, whatever it is, and yet here the mission says that it's posel. So let's start like this. This is our point of departure, the Rosh and Siman Yuches. The Rosh and Siman Yuches says that the reason why the Na'is is Kshera is because the Sadin is bottled to the Schach. I spoke yesterday. Rashi learns that the psul that the Mishnah is being done on, the psul that we're busy with, is mitzachech b'schach posel. So I said yesterday, in the psul of mitzachech b'schach posel, does the fact that the sadin is both for the schach make things any better? I said, no, if I can't, I've had a psul of posel to the end of the country, it makes it worse. If the schach is both for the, if the sadin is both for the schach, that means it's part of the schach. It's not nefach v'yischach kosher. It's not like chofton. It's nikah, but it's just part of the schach. So part of my schach is schach posel. If part of my schach is schach posel, then I'm worse off than if it was separate. That's why I said yesterday. That's why Rashi Taka didn't learn that the mile of noise that it's both, because being both is not gonna help anything. So therefore, step two. If the Rosh says that the heter of Na'is is because it's bottled to the schach, al kochach that the issue that the Rosh is being done on, the issue that's in play over here, is not the issue of misachet b'schach posel. Loy al zeh amudonim. If there will be a problem misachet b'schach posel, then bittul would not make things any better. Al kochach the Rosh is assuming that there's no problem here of misachet b'schach posel. Stam there's no problem misachet b'schach posel. Presumably, because presumably, maybe like Tosfos and Tesla debates, if you're Rashi L'El, once I have enough Schach Kosher, I don't care that I'm a Sacher for Schach Kosher. So why do I need the Svarah Bittul? So what is the issue? What is the Isser that's the Rosh is busy with? That he needs to say that the Noi, since it's bottled to the Tzach, so it's not Pshula. What's the Isser that he's being done on? Rupshutoi, Shnei Schokim. Very similar to what we said yesterday in the Yeshma Parsha. That's a rush. The rush there, apparently, let's say at least for the time being, that the rush over there is busy with the issue of Shnei Schochim. In Shnei Schochim, Bittul is a mile. Shnei Schochim, Bittul is a mile. So let's use that as our point of departure. That the rush holds that there's an issue here of Shnei Schochem. Now Rashi says no problem here of Shnei Schochem because not Mufluk. Rashi says we can't be busy here with Shnei Schochem. Shnei Schochem is not a problem because not Mufluk. Of course, so that's not a double Muslim. The Ishma Farshan Rashi says that there's a problem here of Shnei Schochem. The Nagiri says there's a problem here of Shnei Schochem. So Yechalad Eloimar, that the Rosh also holds that there's a problem here of Shnei Schochem, and that's what Bittul is here to remove. Bittul takes off the problem of Shnei Schochem. So since Lenoi, Asad and Lenoi is bottled to the Schach, because it's servicing the Schach, so Mimela, it's bottled to the Schach, and there's no Shnei Schach. That's why the Rosh says that if you have real Schach possible, it's not bottled to the Schach. Another layer of Schach possible, but it would be possible. How's Shnei Schochem? So let's say then, that opens up the door to say that Taisus and the Rosh hold, let's assume they're one sheep, that Taisus and the Rosh hold, similar to the Yesh Mepharshim, that there's an issue here of Shnei Schachim. And Lenoi, since it's both to the Schach, takes off the problem of Shnei Schachim. First of all, so now when it comes to a sadr that's mei chama mei neshar, so they ask me, why does Tosfos have to learn like a mei chama that mei hacham mei neshar means this fancy case that the sadr is keeping the schach from falling apart? Why not learn like Rashi that mei chama and mei neshar means to keep the neshar away? And therefore it's not bottled to the schach, because it's not noy for the schach. It's just that I should not be in the sun, or I should not have kissed me in my soup. So it's not bottled to the schach. Now it'll be Shnei Schach. Why do you have to learn the fancy shot of a minute? If there really is, like the Yeshua Farshim, if there really is a sfori of Shnei Schachim, so let's learn that that's the chilek between Lino Eisa on the one hand, and Mea Chama and Mea Nishar on the other, which is yesterday what I wanted to say in the Yeshua Farshim, that that's how they learn. That the noise is noy sukkah, so that's not Shnei Schochem. But the ham of Nei Neshar is not noy sukkah, not muksa, for example, so then it is Shnei Schochem. But why can't Tosfos learn that way as well? Why do they have to go into Rabbeinu Tam territory? So here, l'chayu, what I'm going to have to say, this is the weakest link maybe over here, is that Tosfos held, and the Rosh likewise, that would also be bottled to the Schach. Since at the end of the day, if I'm Paris Asadin on the Schach, even if it's to keep the sun out, the purpose is so that I should be able to sit in the Schach. Like the story that Tosfos brings with the Rabbi Lloyd, he wanted to stay in the Sukkah and it got sunny, so it was Paris Asadin on the Schach, and the Gemara says that it's okay. Why is it okay? Maybe that's why it says that the Gemara. And the Gemara says that that's okay. Why is it okay? It should be Shnei Shachim. HaKochav, because that's also bottle for the Shach. Since I'm only putting the Shad at Me'achama to allow me to sit under the Shach, so it's still called that it's the Tzorech HaShach. So it should still be bottle for the Shach. And who had him there in the Shach? It's not even so weak, because it's a Gemara. Tosha had a Gemara for it. So, man, you know, Tosha just was a Svara and Mecha Tesla, but Tosha had a Gemara. And Tosha read that Gemara to be saying that that's also not Shnei Shachim. Because since it was only to allow him to sit in the Sukkah, that's not called Shnei Shachim, that's also bottle for the Shach. So Meir Taisus says, what's the difference between the Na'isa, which is not Shnei Shachim, because it's bottle to the Shach, and Ne'acham and Ne'anashar, which what's the difference between the Na'isa, rather, which is bottle to the Shach, and that's why it's not Shnei Shachim, Ne'acham and Ne'anashar also should be bottle to the Shach and not be Shnei Shachim, like the story of the Rebbe Yochanan Ben Bilai. So therefore, Taisus has to learn, Rabbi Natam, that Ne'acham and Ne'anashar is a special case, that it's preventing the Shach from falling apart. Since the sadin is preventing the schach from falling apart, so then the sadin is not bottled. So we could say maybe it's not called that I have a kosher schach, or maybe you could say what does the Benatam give me? So now the sadin is preventing the sukkah from falling apart. It's preventing the schach from falling apart. So before poshut shad is. So that means that the sadin is what's machshir the schach. The sadin is maimer the schach. Without the sadin, the schach wouldn't be any good. So in the middle, it's called that that's called that I'm the schach with the schach possible. But that's sure we have the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says that that's got another problem. Even if I have schach that's preventing, I have schach lemal lechof that's preventing the schach from falling apart, it's kosher. So maybe the pshat in the time is a little bit different. Well, the Gemara in Erevin right now, I'll come back to in the end. But maybe the pshat in the Benatam is not that since the sadin is protecting the schach, holding the schach from falling apart, so therefore it's called a mesachik b'schach kosher. No, the schach is still a schach kosher. What it gives me, though, is that the sadin now is not bottled to the schach. The schach is bottled to the schach when I have schach. The schach doesn't need the sadin. And the sadin is there to help me to sit under the schach or to make the schach nicer. So then the schach is in siller. So then the sadin is a tuffel. The ikar is the schach, and the sadin is a tuffel, and it's not called Shnei Shachim. The sadin has no chashivas b'tnei atzma. It's only there to enhance the schach. But in a case where the schach itself, without the sadin, would not be chatzilosim u'mechamosim. So then the sadin has. You can't say the sadin has no chashivas b'tnei atzma. The only chashivas is the schach. Without the sadin, the schach will be nothing. So then the sadin is not bottom. It's a svar that the sadin is not bottom. It's a chiddush to say that that's the pshat in Benatam. But then I understand the Rosh Hashim Yudches. The Rosh Hashim Yudches said that schach posel is, if you have a layer of schach posel, it's no good. Presumably al shnei schachim. He said it's not like the noy, because the noy is bottom for the schach. And he put a riot from the play in the shach. You see him there, Shnab. You see him there on the Shabbos Postle. So Schach Postle is also Postle. So you understand? Who said? It's a Pella Rab. What are you talking about? You yourself learned like a Ben Atam that the case of Nei and the Shara is that the Sadin is preventing the Schach from falling apart. What in the world does it have to do with just the ordinary layer of Schach Postle? The answer is the Pshat of Ben Atam is that really Nei Chama should be bottled to the Schach. Ordinarily Nei Chama will be bottled to the Schach because it's helping me to sit under the Schach. That's why I put it there. To help me to sit under the sack, like the story of Yehuda Rabbi Loi. So what's the mission of Ne'achama? It's a special case where without the sadin, I wouldn't even have a sack. So therefore, the sadin is not bottled to the sack. But the bottom line is, why is the sadin Ne'achama apostle? Because since it's not bottled to the sack, it's Nei Shachim. Says the Rosh, if I ask Tamas, they have sack apostle. So it's also not bottled to the sack. It's not helping the sack. It's just there. So that's also not bottled. If it's not bottled, so it's Nei Shachim. That's why he saw Ne'achama in the shark. The whole Rebbein Tam of the whole Rebbein Tam that the sadin is preventing the schach from falling apart. It's just a way to make it that the sadin, even though it's ostensibly should be bottled to the schach, it should be like the story of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, where it was bottled to the schach. So no, the Rebbein Tam svara that it's this sadin is special. It's just to give a chashivas to the sadin, it shouldn't be bottled to the schach. Says the Rosh, if that's the case, that a schach that's not bottled to the schach kosher, a schach posel that's not bottled to the schach kosher. Is possible even without a haploga. So who didn't have stamas chach possible even without a haploga is possible. So the kitzur, what we're trying to build up over here is a new Havana in the Tosfos and the Rosh. That the Tosfos and the Rosh, they're really busy with the psul of Shnei Schachim. And the difference between Linoi and Be'acham on the one hand and Be'acham and the Shah on the other is a chilek within Shnei Schachim. That Linoi is bottled to the Schach. And Be'acham and the Shah is not bottled to the Schach. And therefore, Linoi is not Shnei Schachim because it's bottled to the Schach. And Be'acham and the Shah, since it's not bottled to the Schach, that's what Be'acham gives me, it's not bottled to the Schach, so it becomes Shnei Schachim. That is very similar to what we said yesterday in the Eish Mepharshim. And the Chayyur is Mufuk in the Russian Simon Yuches. Kamat Mufurshu, that is Havana, in the Russian Simon Yuches. Assuming the Russian Simon Yuches stems with the Rosh over here, Chayyur has to. So it's Mufuk in that Rosh, this Havana that we're saying. So if that's the case, you'll ask me, so what did Tosfos mean when he said to the Rashtavel? I used to make it sound like somehow with this pshat that he's saying is piggybacking what he said in Testament Beis. What does that do with what he said in Testament Beis? Testament Beis, he was talking about Hakamistar, Schachbosel, Vadi, Schachkosel. That wasn't the Testament Beis, not a Gemara about Shnei Schachim at all. It's a Gemara about Ilum, it's Chamsim Rubo, just a sparse Ilum. It's a Gemara, it's Sirus, Schachbosel, Vadi, Schachkosel. And there, I used to say the whole Arichos, that once I have Schachkosel, I don't care that this is Sirus from Schachbosel. So, what does that do with over here? Loyal Zanu done. Here, the Nidlin is. The Nidin of Shnei Schachim, and the chilek between and whether the Schach and the Nidin is if the Sadin is bottled for the Schach. Then I say it is bottled for the Schach. Neicham and Neishar is not bottled for the Schach. The Rebbeinu Tam explained. So it's nothing to do with Kibbutz Rashi. What does Kibbutz Rashi have anything to do? The answer is, Taisa still needs the Kibbutz Rashi. Because if I didn't have the Kibbutz Rashi, had the Gdin been that sirup schach posel, that even if I have schach kosher, but if I have schach posel also involved, so there's a problem of sirup schach posel, but schach kosher, then why would Lina Issa be kosher? What would it help that the Sadin is bottled to the schach? Being bottled to the schach would just make things worse, calmer. But if you hold that sirup schach posel is a psul, that even though I have enough schach kosher, but if I also have schach posel, it passels, then why is Sadin kosher? Lina Oisa. We said before, Lina Oisa, it's bottled to the Schach. That's what the Rosh explained. What does it help to be bottled to the Schach? We said before in Rashi, to the extent that there's a problem of the Mesachic Schach Bosel, the more it's bottled to the Schach, the more it's part of the Schach, the worse it is, not the better. In the din of Shnei Schachim, being bottled to the Schach is a Maila. But in the din of being Mesachic Schach Bosel, being bottled to the Schach is a Chisoran. So therefore, Tais says the first preface, that there's no problem here of Sirius Schach Posel. Once I have enough Schach Kosher, I don't have to worry about Schach Posel. Kidipi Rashi Lael, I have to get that out of the way. Because if I don't say that, if I don't have the Kidipi Rashi Lael, then I really don't understand why the Sadin, I have a Sirius from Schach Posel, but I have a Schach Kosher. Why is the Sadin Kosher? Why is the Noise Kosher? So Rashi says that the Sadin doesn't have a Shem Schach. But Tosfos doesn't agree with that. So therefore Tosfos holds, why would Sadin be kosher? Why would the Noisa be kosher? There's a tzir for Schach Bosel, but how is Schach kosher? So therefore, Tosfos says, "Kidding for Rashi Leel, once I have enough Schach kosher, I don't care about the tzir for Schach Bosel." But what remains is, but what about Shnei Schachim? The answer is, the Sadin is bottled for the Schach, and the Sadin ought to be bottled for the Schach, even Neachama, like Rav Yehuda Bar Iloi, it should also be bottled for the Schach. The only thing is, it comes along Rav Yehuda Tam, and he says, no, here it's a special case where the Sadin has its own chashivos, because it's the thing that's really preventing the Schach from falling apart. So this is a Sadin that is a special chashivos, that's why it can't be bottled for the Schach. But again, the Noisa is bottled for the Schach, and therefore it's not called Shnei Schach. Still a problem. So far, so good. Still a problem. We're going to that opinion. We'll bring it up. Then we'll step back and we'll see what Tosfos looks like. Maybe we're able to take a step back now, just to sum up where we're holding so far. What's coming out is, and again, it's in places in the Russian Simon Yuchas Kimat Mufurish Erev Musa, that Taisus Mahalach in that. Let's use as our point of departure. What's the difference? We did this yesterday with the Russian Yeshiva Parsha. We'll make the center of the focal point over here. What's the difference between the Na'isa and Ne'echam and Ne'enashah? Why does that distinction make a difference? Rashi learns the difference is that the Na'isa has no Shem Schach. It's not a Schach, so you're not a Mesach of the Schach Basel. Ne'enacham and Ne'eshara, since it's Lahogen, it has a Shem Schach, so you're a Mesach of the Schach Basel. That's Rashi's sheet. According to Rashi, that means that we're putting front and center the notion that there's a problem with sachach b'sachach posel. A sachach b'sachach posel. People might have enough sachach posel, but there's a problem with the sachach b'sachach posel. And here I would distinguish between the noi where it's not a sachach posel because it doesn't have a shem sach, and the mecham neim mishar where it is a sachach posel and it has a shem sach. That's Shitas Rashi. If you go with Shitas Rashi, then bittul is leimalev leimoyed. And again, it's moyed; it's not mailev. Being bittul would be a chisar, not a mailev. That's why Rashi doesn't use bittul in his mahalach and mesugya. Because bittul over here, they're saying that noy is bittul to the schach is not going to help things. It doesn't help things along. But again, it would make things worse. So Rashi doesn't. You have to say this nusva Rashi that the noy doesn't have a shem schach. That's why you're not a schach of the schach bittul because it's not a schach. Of course, that's a problem because it's against Rashi and Tesamid Beis. Rashi and Tesamid Beis holds that once you have enough Schach Kosher, Schach Posel is not a problem. That we were married yesterday, three Mahalchim. Taisus, on the other hand, the way it's emerging now, based on the Russian Simon Yuchas, most of all, Taisus does not learn like Rashi. Taisus learns more out there if we say in the Yeshma Farsha. That the difference between the Na'isa and Matei and Nishar is a difference in Bittul. That the Na'isa is Bottle to the Schach, and the Nishar is not Bottle to the Schach. That's what Furish and Simi address in the Rosh. That's the difference between the Na'isa, which means that the Nidin over here, the front and center of the Sugya, is not Mesachach Vesach Bossel. What would Bittul help? It must be something else, presumably Shnei Schachim, like the Yeshma Farsha. It's a Gemara about Shnei Schachim. The Na'is is bought to the Sach, it's not Shnei Shachim. The Necham, the Neshar is not bought to the Sach, and it is Shnei Shachim. We have to add that really, that Taisus holds that really Necham and Neshar ordinarily should also be bought to the Sach, like the story of Yudhi Babi Lloyd. Because even Necham, why did I put it up? So I should be able to stay in my Sukkah. So it's still to help me sit under the Sach, so it should still be bought to the Sach, like the story in the Gemara. Taisus has to say, brings Rabbeinu Tam. No, this is a special kind of Necham and Neshar, where it has a with the sadden is preventing the schach from falling apart, so therefore it can't be bottled to the schach. Because Faket, it's the older brother of the schach. It's more possible than the schach. Without the sadden, I wouldn't even have a schach. So it can't be bottled to the schach. So that's an extra wrinkle in Taisus. But fundamentally, Taisus is learning, like the Yeshua portion, that the difference, that the needing of the sugya, the front and center of the sugya, is Shnei Schachim. And therefore, bittul is the remedy for that. Lina Oisa is kosher because it's bottled. The Acham and the Shara is not, it's possible because it's not both. However, Taisus, so what did Taisus mean when he said Kedip Rashi Lel? The answer is Taisus says Kedip Rashi Lel because he has to get that out of the way. If it wouldn't be for Kedip Rashi Lel, if Taisus would have held that Misachik Pesach Possel is a problem, why would the Noisa be kosher? You solve the problem with Shnei Schachim, but where did the other problem go? Mesachik Mesach Bosel. For that bittul doesn't help. So you have to say that I don't have to worry about. Kidip Rashi L'El. There's no problem here being Mesachik Mesach Bosel. Kidip Rashi L'El. I have enough Schach Kosher. I don't have to worry that I also have Schach Bosel. Big deal. What remains is the problem of Shnei Schachim. No, Shnei Schachim. For that I have a chiluk. For that I have this distinction. When Oyser is bottle and Mecham Nenishar is not bottle. That's what we're holding right now. Maybe it's Meyusha, the steer between the Russian Simon Bayos and the Russian Simon Yudchas. It's all the same thing. But Chor is the problem. Because okay, I dealt with the problem of Mesachah B'Shach Posel, that was the Kibirati Lehel. Not the way that. I dealt with the problem of Shnei Schochim in the Kanami. That's the Chilik when the Oysa and Nechamne and Shai. When the Oysa is bottled, Nechamne and Shai is not bottled. But the Chayr, what about the problem with the Rivon and the Rav Yoh? The Rosh holds like the Rav, like the Rivon and the Rav Yoh. The Tzach Posel, the Tzach Posel, Posel's connected. The Rav Yoh for sure holds like the Rav Yoh. So how come they hold over here like a minute? Like, where did that problem go? What was it? What is it a help? Put it this way. What is it a help that Linoi is bottled to the Tzach, so it's not Shnei Tzachim? But what about the other problem? I have the cell of the Tzach Posel, and the Rivo is Mechadish, that if you have Tzach Posel, and underneath it you have Tzach Kosher, so it's no good, and the Rosh, when he quoted the Rav Yoh, was because of its cell. Because I'm sitting in the cell of the Tzach Posel, and not in the cell of the Tzach Kosher. So for that, what is Bittul Broi help? I'm still sitting in the cell of the Tzach Posel and not in the cell of the Tzach HaKosher. Where did that psul go? Because why is Sadim in the Oysa Kosher? So we say it because it's bottled for the Tzach. Very nice. It's bottled for the Tzach. It's not Shnei Tzachim. But at the end of the day, I have the cell of the Tzach Posel. Why doesn't the cell of the Tzach Posel interfere with the cell of the Tzach HaKosher? The Rosh before, when he brought the Rivah and the Rav Yoh, Shaiwe Hatzelu min ha'ilun v'loy min ha'sukkah. He's talking about ilun that's sparse. Hatzelu min ha'ilun v'loy min ha'sukkah. Do you want to say the same thing over here? Even if the Sadin was the Noi, but Hatzelu min ha'sadin v'loy min ha'sukkah. Maybe he holds that the din of the Rivo is only when the Elam was called on, not when the Elam was not called on, like the Bahamar. A lot to put into the Rosh. The Rosh never said such a thing. So I think the answer is this is really a chidushim in the Havon of the Rivo and the Rav Yoh, that the psul of the Rabban, it's not so rough anyway, that the psul of the Rabban, the Tzach Posel is placed in Kenegla, but the Rosh calls that Selum in Akosher V'Loim in Aposel. The problem is not mitzad, the problem is not in itself per se, that but that in the floor of the Sukkah I have Sel Ilon and not Sel Tzach. I think what you have to say over here is that the din of the Rivo and the Rav Yoh, the Tzach Posel passes underneath, but the Rosh was at Selum and Ya'ilu and Lehman Asar. It's not because of the cell itself, that the Sukkah needs to have cell Tzach and not cell itself, and not cell Ya'ilu. The Psul is a mitzvah, when you say fancy, would be Ha'aloha, Miloshan Oil. When I have Ilon on top of Tzach, I'm in the oil, even a sparse Ilon, but that Kefach of Ilon. I'm in the oil of the Ilon and not in the oil of the Tzach. The Rosh calls it cell, but he means the whole notion of cell. You really don't need cell. Chachlam alam yestrim, we don't all look at it. Chachlam alam yestrim is no cell. And it's kosher anyway. So the Ritva said, because ilo hoya mashpilo hoya makes it. Yeah, but where's the cell? Am I supposed to go cell? You don't need that should be cell, but poil in the sukkah. Just a way of saying that I have to have a schach that is called that I'm sitting under the schach. And it's called I'm sitting under the schach only if that's the halokan schach. That it's called the schach is mesachach on me, I'm under the schach. If it's such a schach, that I will be in the shade of the schach. So I don't have to actually be in the shade of the schach, but it might be l'malam me'esrim, but a schach that had it been lower down, I would be in its cell. So it's called that the schach is being misakech on me, the schach is being mahil on me. So the problem of when I have a schach posel and then a schach kosher, the problem of the revolt is that since I have I'm not only under the Sach HaKosher, but I'm also under the Sach HaPosel. So it's a problem that HaAloh, that I'm not only under the oil of Sukkah, I'm also under the oil of the Sach. It's not so rochot that it's it could be that it's that Shnei Sachim is also like that. Much we saw already in the Riva, we saw in the Rabbi, that the psul of the Rabbi, the Sach Pasul Pasul, Sach Pasul Pasul was directly underneath it, is not a separate psul from the psul of Sukkah Tachas Ilah. It's one psul. We saw in the Rabbi. The Rabbi asked, why does Chokhmah have to one, not from the other? It's basically the same thing. So he says, well, here it's a Dovah Choshev, Dovah Choshev in a bottle. We were Medayik in the Rabbi. These are not different worlds. It's basically one concept. What's the one concept? So we'll be honest with you. The concept is that you have to be under the Tzel HaSukkah and not under the Tzel. You have to be under the oil of the Sukkah. And if the Sukkah itself is under the oil of an Ilon, so it lacks in the Halah. That's called Sukkah Tachas Ilon. I have to be only under the oil of the Sukkah, not under the oil of something else. And the Rav Yosef Mechadish said that's true even if Ilon is not Tzilosa Mum Mechamosa. Even if it's Chamsa Mum Tzilosa, but every particular Anaf, it itself is an oil, and it passes the oil of the Sukkah that's directly below. That means here we're merging into issues that we haven't talked about yet, and hopefully we'll get to. There's a riff at the beginning of the second paragraph. It's the Rosh copies. The Gemara over there, the Mishnah says, Hayoshen tachas amito, lo yotze bechay masa. And that's clear in the Gemara, it's an issue of oil. Because osi oil, the oil of the mito, which is an oil arai, is mevatel the oil of the, we have the issue of coin to Yehuda, that the sukkah is a kval, osi oil arai, mevatel the oil of kval. There, that's my first, it's an issue of halal. I'm in the oil of the mito, not in the oil of the sukkah. So the Gemara over there says, neither mito, vasar tvachim. So the riff says, because it's learned out from sukkah tachas sukkah. Balamar says, what does Sukkah Tachas Sukkah have to do with Yoshim Tachas Amit? There's different issues. That's an issue of Shnei Tzchachim. And this is an issue of oil, of being Ba'ol Amit and not Ba'ol HaSukkah. So the Ramban is Marek, and the Ramban says that the Rif held that the psul of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is related to the issue of oil. That just like when I'm Yoshim Tachas Amit, the problem is that I'm in the oil of the Amit and not in the oil of the Sukkah. Who says that's a problem? That's what we're going to have from Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. That when there's a Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, so I'm in the oil of the Elyon and not only in the oil of the Tachta. That's good for the problem. That I'm in the oil of the Elyon also and not only in the oil of the Tachta. And the Rosh is Matik Veloshon of the Rif. That you need a Mita Sor, it's learned out from Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. Right? Apparently the Rosh also had this conception. So you already see that we're not coming from out of nowhere. You see that the notion that Sukkah Tachas Sukkah has to do with oil. That the oil of the Sukkah Elyona interferes with the halah of the Sukkah HaTachtoyim. If that's how it is by Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, and that's how it is by Sukkah Tachas Ha'ilun and Sukkah Tachas Ha'bayis, which is learned out in the same pasuk. And if that's how it is by Sukkah Tachas Ha'ilun and Sukkah Tachas Ha'bayis, it's not so rochik to say that the din of the Rivah, that even one Elon pasuk was directly underneath it. Since we saw anyway in the Rabbi Yoh that that's not a different kind of psul, it's just an extension of the basic concept of Sukkah Tachas Ilon, but that's also based on the notion of oil and mevatel oil. And even though the Rosh calls it tzel, if you're sitting in the tzel of the Ilon, you're not sitting in the tzel of the Sukkah, that's how he explains the Rabbi Yoh. But it could be the Lashon of tzel, that's what I'm saying, that maybe the Lashon of tzel is just a shorthand for the Lashon of oil. I have to be in the tzel of the Sach, because that's how the Sach is in Mal on me. That's not that I need the tzel of the poil. You see the Mal on me, I don't have the tzel of the poil. The tzel is just an expression of the fact that I'm called and I'm under the sukkah. That's the particular way in which chak is mild. If it's chamsum and mitzvosa, well, that's the way that chak is mild. Yeah. You have to know. You have to. This nekuda maybe needs to be thought about critically. But lamazon. If we'll say this, that the psul of the rabba of the Rivah and the rabbiyah is a psul of oil tachas oil. It's basically this. It's I'm putting together a few things, but all of which have foundations. Let's assume Rosh holds all of these things. I have the riff that Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is related to Yoshim Tachas Amit. It's an oil dikadin. That's Perish and Riff, and the Rosh in the beginning of the second era. And I'm also assuming, which is Meduik and the Rav Yoh, but we saw not only Shem hold this way, that the Psul of the Rivon and the Rav Yoh, that Schach Posel is Posel Kenegdoi, is the same Psul as Sukkah Tachas Ha'ilun. We said this Machlek Shishonim. The Rav Yoh was Meduik that way, and the Riff was Mashmanat that way, the Balamar is Mashmanat that way. We talked about that. Are these two different psulim? Is the psul of the Rav Yoh the same as the psul of Sukkah Tachas Ilon? then you have to know why it's chafin for one, not for the other. The Rabbi himself asked the question. Or are these two different worlds? But let's say, for our purposes, for the Rabbi, for the Rosh, for the Rabbi, for sure we can say, well, anyone would do it this way. That is the same, that is one mahalach. So putting together, we put all this together, so A equals B and B equals C. So it comes out that the psul of the Rabbi and the Riva is a psul of oil tachas oil, shnei oilim. If that's the case, then bittul helps. Then the tzchach being tuffled to the tzadim being tuffled to the tzchach will take off the problem. The same way it takes off the problem of shnei tzchachim, it'll take off the problem of the Rabbi and the Riva. Because in a way it's the same thing. The din of shnei tzchachim is a din of two oilim, and that's what bittul gives me. That since the sadin when it's lenoi is bottle for the tzchach, it's not a separate oil. So who had din? Look, I've the din of the Rabbi on the Riva. That it's not a separate oil. So mainly the being tuffled to the tzchach takes care of this problem as well. The same way that it takes care of the problem of shnei tzchachim, it takes care of the problem of the Riva and the Rabbi. It's not even the same way. It's hainuach. Because the din of the Rabbi on the Riva is just a particular instantiation of the principle of sukkah tacha seilun, sukkah tacha sukkah, of shnei tzchachim. But mail, it's also good that the Rosh is kedipa rashi leil. Like the Rosh, when he brings this whole, he says kedipa rashi leil. What do you mean kedipa rashi leil? You, the Rosh, you didn't say kedipa rashi leil. You were chaylik on kedipa rashi leil. You hold back the Rav Yoh. The answer is, this goes back to what we said in the, when we're learning Testament Beis. The Seder HaDvarim and the Rosh is strange. The Rosh starts off like Tosfos. That Schach Posel doesn't pass it. Schach Posel, you have Schach Posel, as long as I have enough Schach Kosher, I don't care that you also have Schach Posel. He bought a Raya from Shpudim, and he bought a Raya from Hutzim. Then he bought but the Rav Yoh said, no, Schach Posel does pass it, because you're in the tell of the Elam, not in the tell of the Schach. And what about the Raya from Hutzim? He says, no, Schach Lamal Mechof is different, it's not called Schach Posel. So glad we asked. But you put a right to Shmudim too, where did that go? The answer is that really from the Rav Yom himself says that Shmudim is not Shmudim. Because by Shmudim they're side by side, it's not one on top of the other. So what did the Rosh want from Shmudim in the first place? What did Tosis want from Shmudim in the first place? The answer is it was two separate Nidayim. We said this in that test. Tosis Lechatchila was done, and the Rosh also started being done, that maybe Schach Posel is a problem, even if it's side by side. I have to be misachik with tzach kosher and not with tzach posel. And if my sukkah has tarevis of tzach posel, so it's no good. So he says, that's not true. There's no problem in misachik with tzach posel. As long as I have tzach kosher, I can have tzach posel also. As long as I have enough tzach kosher, I don't care that it also happens to be tzach posel. And that place is proof from Shvutim. And the Rosh also proof from Shvutim. And that remains true. And that's the Rosh that's never chaser from that. Then the Rav Yon, the Rebbe come along and they're mechadish, a new thing. That yes, you're still right. Schach posel, you could have schach kosher, and even if you have schach posel also, as long as you have enough schach kosher, you're fine. The only thing is, when you have schach posel on top of schach kosher, so it's directly underneath the schach posel is not schach kosher, because the schach posel passes it. Where we're saying now, it's a kind of shnei schokim dikadin. And that, hutzim, you have to take care of. But the raya from shvudim is still relevant. The raya from shvudim is not. The Raya from Shvudim is still there, but it's not, because that was never against the Riva. That was against this other theoretical Shita. There was a straw man. There was a Shita that held that if you have Schach Posel in the Sukkah, so it's no good even if you have enough Schach Kosher. Says Tosis and the Rosh, that's not what you see from Shvudim. The Riva never got masking for that. They just add that what's directly under the Schach Posel is not Schach Kosher at all. So now so when the Rosh by us says, Kid, if you're Ashti Lael, that's the Kedipa Rashti Le'el. Of course he always liked the Riva and the Rabbi Yoh. But the Kedipa Rashti Le'el is going on the original Raya from Shvudim. That you see from Shvudim that there's no such psul as Mesachek Besach Posel. And that's important. Because had there been a psul of Mesachek Besach Posel, had there been such a psul, then Bittul wouldn't help. What does it help if the Sadin is bottled to the Sach? But you're still a Mesachek Besach Posel. In your Sach you have Sach Posel. So first the Rosh has to say, Kid Pirashti L'el, that there's no problem in Mesachek B'Sach Posel. And that's true. From Shvudim, you see there's no problem in Mesachek B'Sach Posel. What there is the Rav Yon Riva. That Schach Posel is Posel Kenegdoi. But that's the din of Shnei Schochim. That's the din of oil. For that, Bittul helps. And that's talking about the Mile of Noi, but Noi is bottled to the Sach, like the Rosh is in Simon Yitches. Okay, the Kitzit, Behon Natsinon, that the bottom line here is that Tosis in the Rosh like a different sheet than Rashi. Shitas Rashi is that the Nidin Gemara is Masachet Pesach Bosa. That little Roy doesn't help because it just makes things worse, just exacerbates the problem. Ella, therefore you have to learn that the Maile Masachet of Noi is that it's not a Schach at all. You're not that called Masachet Pesach Bosa because it doesn't have a Shem Schach. Tosis and the Rosh hold that that's the chalad problem. Schach posel, because if you rashi el, I don't care that you have schach posel. As long as you have enough schach kosher, there's no problem of having a mesachet for schach posel. So what is the problem? The problem is, but it's shnei schachim at several levels. Shnei schachim because you have two complete schachim, and shnei schachim also on the level of the rivan and the rabbi. Every time you have schach posel, top of schach kosher, that's also possible. But that's a kind of shnei schachim. So basically, it's the psul of shnei schachim. And it's large format, small format, but it's basically the tzul of shnei schachim. What's the tzul of shnei schachim? That it's shnei oilim. So for that it helps. And the heter of Lanoi, like the Rosh says in Siman Yuches Befeirish, the heter of Lanoi is that it's bottom for the schach, and therefore it's not shnei schachim. And that heter you should really have in the Chacham and in the Shara as well. But that should also be bottom for the schach, like the Maisel Rabbi with Rabbi Loi. Since I'm doing it in order I should be able to sit under the schach, that should also be bottom for the schach. Therefore, you have to say the says Rebbein Etam and Nufshad that since it's Neyacham and Neyanashar, so it has its own chashivas and it's not bolted to the Sach. That's why the Rosh says in Siman Yuches that from the din of Neyanashar, you see the Sach puzzles, even Tosh Dalit, because Neyacham and Neyanashar is just a reason not to be bottled. But well, if you have a layer of Sach puzzle, it's also not bottled. So Haimla. That's what the Rosh said in Siman Yuches. He brought a riot. What about if Sach puzzle is not Muflug Dalit? Is it kosher or is it possible? Says the Rosh, it's possible, even though it's Teich Dalet. Says, I don't know it's kosher, yeah, because it's bottled to the Sach. But here it's not bottled to the Sach. The Horayat, Me'acham Ne'en Ashar is possible. What does that do? Me'acham Ne'en Ashar, Ben Tam said, is a special case. It's holding the Sach together. Because it's holding the Sach together is just a svar that it's not bottled to the Sach and it becomes Shnei Sochim. Well, Sach bottled ordinarily is also not bottled to the Sach. Not serving the Sach, I just happen to have Sach Posel. That's also no good. It's also Shnei Sochim. So even Tosh Dalet, you have a Psul of Shnei Sochim. That's Rosh and Sima and Yitzchas. So the last Nekuda, I'm Amish, I have to go. The last Nekuda is that, you know, this I'll leave you to think about. Then maybe with this we can answer the Kashan Gmur and Erev. So that'll leave you to the Malo. We've got a Kashan, there are many simple Kashan. Gmur and Erev, you have the same thing. You have Sach Lamal and Mechov, Sach Lamat and Mechov. Without the Sach Lamal and Mechov, the Sach Lamat and Mechov would blow away. And there it's okay. Why is that different than Rebbein Etam over here? The way we're learning now, maybe there's a mokum to be. It's not, doesn't mamish, not mukhuf, but maybe there's a mokum to answer that. Maybe.